Let's say if there were a lamp, or that lamp over there, if that thing burns out, you say you have to replace the
light bulb.
Sure. Yeah. And if you're taking out your wet clothes to hang them up, you probably take them out in a morning.
Basket.
Okay. Now, a minute ago, I asked you about the barrel. You know, these metal things that run around the barrel. It stays in place.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call those?
I wouldn't know.
Okay, I'll get it this way. Years ago, there used to be a fan. Everybody had these hula.
Okay.
What would you call the thing that you stuck in the mouth of the bottle to keep the liquid from coming out?
A top. Rubber band.
Oh, no. I just didn't play with it.
Bottle cap.
Mm-hmm. What would it be made out of?
Just some kind of metal. Type of metal.
What about something that's kind of cylinder shaped and it's solid that you could stick in the mouth of a bottle? Sometimes people use these for floats when they go fishing.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yes, with a C. C or what?
Court.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is an instrument that you can play. You blow it and move it back and forth across your mouth.
Harmonic.
You ever hear anything from it?
Uh-uh.
What about harp, the French harp?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an instrument that you see people play maybe on TV. They hold the tune of the key kind of, and they pluck on one side like this, and they kind of dang, 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 twangy noise.
Yeah, I know. I don't know the name of that.
Have you ever heard of Jews harp?
Mm-mm.
The tool that you pound nails with, that would be it.
A hammer.
All right. Know anything about a wagon?
Not really.
Okay, well, I'll ask you a few things. The long wooden piece on a wagon that runs between two horses. Have you any idea what that's called?
Mm-hmm.
Third tongue?
Uh-uh.
Now, I'm a buggy. The long wood pieces that you back the horse between, you know, make the different shafts?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Now, talk about a wagon wheel. The outside edge of a wagon wheel, you call that the what of the wheel?
The ring.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, on a wagon, there's a thing, a horizontal wooden piece that these chains that are attached to horses come back to. And it kind of moves like this, just to stabilize the wagon and turn it. Any idea what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the single tree?
Uh-huh.
You probably haven't heard of the double tree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, this expression, if a man goes by in his wagon, he's got a load of wood, and soon he comes back the way it's empty. A little later he comes back with another load of wood. And you know, this just goes on all day. What would you say he was doing?
Loading and unloading.
Okay, or he was blanking wood.
Carrying.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say hauling?
Not yet.
Okay. Alright, this verb. If something is too heavy for me to pick up, like a truck, I might say, well, I can't pick that up. I just had to cross the floor.
Drain.
Yeah. I took hold of it and...
Drain.
Okay. Have you that thing out yet?
Drain.
Or a farm, what would you call the thing the farmer uses to break the ground before he plants?
Plow.
Okay. Have you ever heard of different kinds?
Mm-hmm.
Like a turning plow? Do you have a name for the thing that you use to break the ground up even finer after it's been plowed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about this word? It's spelled H-A-R-R-O-W.
Harrow.